Analysis: Trump issues patriotic rallying cry with eye on crucial elections. Ukraine remembers its dead as war enters a fifth year. Japan to deploy missiles on island near Taiwan by 2031. Chinese dance groups tour triggers bomb threat against Australian PM. Drones hammer Sudan's gold and oil zone, the pivotal new front line. German Chancellor lands in Beijing for inaugural China trip. Senegal PM proposes tougher anti-LGBT law, doubling prison terms. Trump hits out at reports that top U.S. general warned against attacking Iran. Australian police make arrests over alleged murder of grandfather. Mistakenly kidnapped. Political outsiders are up against Thailand's powerful patronage system, defeated MP tells BBC. FBI director's private jet used delayed investigations. Democrat alleges Russian soldiers tell BBC they saw fellow troops executed on commanders. Orders Nancy Guthrie's family offers $1 million reward to bring home missing mother. Mexico hunts 23 inmates who escaped from jail during wave of violence. Floods and landslides in Brazil kill at least 25. U.S. ambassador to France set for talks with foreign minister after row. Nigeria denies report it paid huge ransom to free pupils in mass abduction. Probe underway after illness kills 72 tigers in Thai tourist park. Celebrity Dr. Peter Attia steps down from CBS over Epstein links. Ramaphosa thanks Putin for release of South Africans lured into Russia-Ukraine war. Robert Carradine, Lizzie McGuire, and Revenge of the Nerd Star dies aged 71. Moscow rail hub explosion was suicide bomb, Russian officials say. Hong Kong lodges strong protest after Panama takes control of canal ports. Landmark Royal Commission into anti-Semitism prompted by Bondi shooting begins. Trump threatens countries that play games with existing trade deals. U.S. partially evacuates Beirut embassy amid rising Iran tensions. Ukraine negotiator tells BBC how it feels to sit across the table from Russia. Shane's elusive boss hails Chinese roots in rare public appearance. Threat of further violence looms after Mexican cartel rampage. Bowen, why Ukraine remains defiant and does not feel close to defeat. Burned and destroyed, locals and tourists describe Mexico unrest. 4 years into its full-scale war in Ukraine, Russia is feeling the effects. Zelensky tells BBC Putin has started WW3 and must be stopped. ICC judges hear charges against ex-Philippine President Duterte. What you need to know. Who was El Mencho, Mexico's most wanted man? Are you cut out for living and working in Antarctica? How budget fast fashion is taking small town India by storm? How will Trump's new global tariffs work and what's next? The Taekwondo teacher tasked with healing India's troubled state. From Venezuela to immigration crackdown, Project 2025 provided Trump's roadmap. BBC sees damage in Puerto Vallarta after Mexican cartel violence. Anyone who runs is shot. Watch Russian soldiers describe killings of troops who refuse orders. BBC's Will Grant on the atmosphere in Mexico following unrest. Watch, Yosemite waterfall turns molten orange. Watch, winter storm covers parts of northeast U.S. in snow. What the killing of drug lord El Mencho means for Mexico. Giant tortoises return to Galapagos Island after nearly 200 years. Oil climbs 1% as U.S.-Iran conflict worries overshadow large stock build. Gold prices rise as tariff jitters aid haven demand. U.S.-Iran talks loom. Oil prices ease as Iran says prepared to take steps to reach deal with U.S. Solar dominates import seizures after U.S. ban on Chinese forced labor goods. Deal with U.S. within reach only if diplomacy is given priority. Iran's foreign minister says gold on track to halt four-day win streak amid firmer dollar, profit-taking. Oil slips near seven-month highs as traders eye U.S.-Iran talks, inventories. Ivory Coast unsold cocoa stock set to soar if price standoff persists. EU faces transition period with U.S. after Trump tariff move, says EU trade chief.